WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are we're not Baltimore anymore. We're not in Oz, but feels that way. We're in Hampstead. We're in Carroll County, giving away Maryland Lottery tickets, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play, as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries. At some point, I'm going to have a beer. Might be happening sooner than later because I'm going to be talking some music. We're going to have some crab cakes up here. Chris is going to join us. Big thanks to Carl Delmont for dropping by and being a Hampsteadian. Is it a Hampsteader or Hampsteadian? What is it?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's Hampsteadian.
Hampsteadian?
Yeah.
Hampsteader?
Hampsteader?
Header, Hampsteadian?
I think both work.
Okay. All right. So I walk into Greenmount Station, where I've walked into 1,000 times. I've had a lot of crab cakes up here. We've done shows here with Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta and Steve Smith and Marshall Yanda. I've had a couple Hall of Famers here, quite frankly, before it's all over with. But COVID changed things. We morphed from WNSC to Baltimore Positive. And I was putting together like a guest list up here. And I'm still mad at you, Howard Scher, for not sucking my ducks and not being my guest today. But Howard couldn't make it today. So I said, I need some pinch hitters around here. Yeah. So I hit Chris up here, and I said, what do we got going on besides Katie, the Olympian, who's coming on in a couple of weeks from North Carolina? And he said, we got this kid that's like a musician. We got things all over the wall. And I walk in here with all my crap and my Maryland Lottery a mug full of drink, and I see this young man's mug on the wall, and it says, play in the Wrecker Theater. And I'm like, that's my guy. I played the Wrecker Theater once with my band.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, 80s cover band 20 years ago.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, man. Brandon Tomlinson is a North Caroler. What are the Mighty Panthers,
the
right?
Mighty Panther, dude. I am a Panther. Yes. In fact, I shot a music video there. That was my first single that I put out.
Was it as good as Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit or no?
People are saying it was potentially better.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I don't know.
You have any naked babies doing lawsuits on you for album covers?
I don't, and he's not, yeah, and if I did.
Were you born? You weren't even born when Nirvana came out.
I was.
How old are you?
This is tough. I'm 33.
You look 19.
Oh, dude.
This is what happens when old people get involved.
I feel 19, so this is good.
So you graduated a long time ago.
It's been a minute. So Katie, who you were just talking about, the Olympian.
Sure.
Katie is a year younger than me.
She's 32.
Yeah, so she's 07. So I graduated 06, she's 07. So I know Katie really well. So,
I hear she's like one of the nicest people ever.
She's very, very kind.
Well, you were sitting in for her because I reached to her Wednesday thinking somehow she was here because somebody gave me a rumor that she was. And I hit her and she agreed to do the show. And she's like, oh, you need me in Hampstead. She's like, I'd love to be in Hampstead having a crab cake, but she's in Carolina. So she's going to come on. That's how I got to meet you.
Yeah. Well,
like, I hit Chris. I'm
it
like,
worked out.
You know, the Katie Olympian, you know, she's not really like around here, and I'm not here to Zoom. I'm here to like elbow bump. I'd hug you in a normal thing, but it's COVID. And Michelle tried to hug me, and she got mad at me. So you're going on tour.
I'm going on tour. Yeah. We leave Tuesday. Yeah, so I might as well say hi to Katie. We start down in Fayetteville. So we start down in North
Carolina. I got her number if you wanted to come. Yeah. She's training right now, man.
Perfect.
She's busy, very busy.
Very busy. We start down in North Carolina. So this is my first solo tour. So I was in a band years prior called Civil City, where I did some touring and played shows and did the whole thing. Took a couple years off because even though I look 19, I do have 3 kids married. And took some time off just to like be here, hang with the kids, do sports, coach, the whole thing. And then I put out a song like I was saying called TYFG that I shot at North Carroll High School. And it was just going to be like a one-off song. I was like, I wrote about my family, like the whole thing. It was
nice.
Like very, like meant a lot to me. But it got like 45,000 views in a day. And I was like, damn, like I should probably do more. I should probably write a couple more songs.
You probably should shoot more videos in North Carroll High School.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. So anyways, I started it, did my whole solo thing. It's grown to be where I've gotten on a lot of Spotify playlists, Apple playlists, got some radio play. And now I'm going on tour as a solo artist. I have my band. But yeah, we leave Tuesday, a little East Coast run. So we got Fayetteville, North Carolina, Raleigh, the Towson show on Friday, the 22nd. Then we're up in Atlantic City, then New York City, and then we have some one-off stuff coming up.
I was in New York last week to see Billy Joel.
Oh,
saw Joel at the Garden, and it had been like 5 or 6 years since
last run, right?
No. He's never going to acknowledge that.
Yeah, okay.
He was so good. He was so good, and I had the seat that I love on the glass bridge looking down, and he was really in a romantic mood for summer. He was playing a lot of ballads that, and I'm a Billy Joel fan.
Okay.
I've seen him 50 times. I've never seen him do She's Got Away. And he sat at the piano for 20,000 people and played this song that was meant for 6 people in a smoky bar at 2 in the morning in L.A. in 1971, right? Like when he's trying to get $5 in his tip jar. Before Piano Man, he wrote, you know, that song. And there's something about music that you get on the mega bus, piss my wife off because the 6:30 got canceled. We had to take the 5:30. I got up there. I thought my favorite muffin would be there, and it wasn't. It was banana day and not apple. Yeah, so I walk in New York, and it's a long day, and I'm there to see Billy Joel, and you want him to deliver. You want him to not be fat and old and out of tune. I saw a Bon Jovi thing from last week, him doing Wanted Dead Alive.
How was it?
It was awful. Yeah. It was like make fun of him bad. And I have
He was dead, not alive.
Dude, I'm 53. Yeah. I was a music critic 30 years ago at The Sun. I love music.
Yeah.
And I have seen some fat old rock stars. I've seen guys doing it, gals that shouldn't be doing it or can't do it the same way. But all of the pitch harmony and the fixers fix a lot of things.
Yes.
But they can't fix Billy Joel with a piano at the Garden.
Just straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I see something unplugged,
yeah,
legit, that isn't so processed, I really find myself moving to that. And when young people, when I hear that, wah, wah, and the, you know, all that, the voice, the technology that goes into making it sound perfect, that's not rock and roll.
It's very different. It's not.
It's not rock and roll.
It's very different. I would say for sure it's not rock and roll. And technology is such a big part of current music. And I know that you're like, I hate this. But
no, I don't hate it. I just like
music.
I like people that can sing and emote and emit.
So
I like that.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard anything that I've done, but I'm definitely pop. Like I'm very much like my old band was very like alternative, more rock. All my current stuff solo is like very pop, but I have like little hints of certain stuff, whether it's like a hip-hop thing.
You got a Rob Thomas thing where the band's different than the solo thing? Is that what...
No. I wish I did. No. So I'm just totally solo now, but I have a band.
I saw him at Anthem 2 years ago. He was great.
Rob Thomas is awesome. He was great. I was a big Matchbox fan. I love Rob Thomas. But I would say that from a vocal standpoint, I do not rely on any of that stuff. So like I sing the National Anthem at Camden Yards last year.
Nice.
So like there's very few... This is me patting myself on the back. There's very few pop artists that will go and do the anthem because a lot of them can't do it.
It's really
and it's a hard
to
song.
Do.
So I...
there are a lot of professional musicians who turn down
They turn
that
it down
gig.
All the time because there's... Well, and it's
And then
like,
when they call Pat Monahan and he comes and he does it all the time.
Well, right. Well, there's certain people that are freaking awesome at it. And then there's some people that will go and try it and they're like, I'm never going to do that again. But for me, it's like it's great exposure. I feel comfortable doing it. Like, so I've done it. I did it on ESPN for a Syracuse and Pittsburgh basketball game this past winter, and I've done it at a lot of sporting events. But it's like
you can crash and burn in that song.
You can. Well, that's the thing, and you can't. Like, yes, the winning part of it is like getting exposure. People know you. You know, you have a lot of pride in your country. You're doing your thing. But man, there's a lot better chance of you really just like
there's stress.
Yeah,
I screwed up the national anthem once in my life.
It's just
and it wasn't good.
It's stressful. It's by far the most stressed I've ever been performing. And like I did the whole voice.
But when you hit it, it's like, better than hitting anything, though, right?
It's awesome. When you're
when you
done,
hit the home of the brave,
you feel good. Like you just hit, like, you know, you hit the walk-off home run, the game-winning shot.
You
like,
want a beer.
Yeah, you just want to be like, you're done. You feel so good. Everyone that sees you, they're like, it's this guy. Like, you can just walk around.
Nice anthem, dude.
Yeah, nice anthem, buddy. Yeah. So, it's, nerve-wracking. But
I always preferred O Canada myself, you know, to sing it. It's easier to sing.
Yeah, I don't know it.
I don't know it in French.
I don't know it in English.
Oh my! See, I've been to a million hockey games. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. See, I'm a huge basketball guy. So I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm a huge sports guy. So fun fact about me: I actually went to college, at Sacred Heart Division I school for football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I was a kicker. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I actually like people that you. So like I went to a lot of kicking camps. I used to kick with Matt Stover all the time. Matt was like a good guy that helped me a lot.
Matt's a big friend of the show.
Okay.
And,
so
and
Matt,
our friends at Liberty Pure.
So Matt helped me a
well.
Lot with in high school. So I went to Matt's kicking camps and a lot. So
Matt was a mad scientist. So first time I met Matt Stover was on September 1st, 1996. It was the day the Ravens kicked off.
Okay.
We beat the Raiders and I went into the locker room. And I had my helmet on because I was wearing the helmet in the upper deck.
I like that.
And he came over. And we still laugh about it. It's been 26 years, 27 years. And he's like, I'll never forget seeing you in the helmet in the locker room the first day.
Dude, that's great. I love that.
So I love Stover.
You make an impression.
Stover
though.
Was
so
assigned
nice. The
like,
kindness,
after the game with when he would take the blades of grass and try to figure out which way the wind was blowing and all that stuff.
That's kicker stuff, man.
He would always talk about it as golf. He's like, would always talk about the motion as a
if
golf.
If you go
motion.
To any kicking camp, if you work with any kicking coach, they will always say that. It's all in your hips. And it's, which is...
What's music? It's in your heart.
It's in your heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. When did you start? When did you? You're a sports guy,
yes.
But did music come first? Because for me, sports came first. Music came because girls. There were girls.
Okay.
And that's when I gave up baseball. I gave up baseball right around 81, 82. I was like 13, 14. And I discovered that girls like Journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were into Styx. They were into REO Speedwagon.
They definitely like Journey.
And then Poison and Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses came. And then I grew my hair.
There you go.
And, you know, I went to Hammer Jacks. It was all over.
Dude, this is,
you kids today don't know from Hammer Jacks.
I do know Hammer Jacks from my parents. So, and But I do.
Did you say that?
My mom used to go to Hammer Jacks. And all the bands you're saying.
Am I too old to go to the record to see you next
week? Absolutely
not.
You're right in the wheelhouse. My parents are going to be, I'm just messing with you.
First show I saw after the plague was at the record.
Yeah.
It was a Rush cover band.
Oh, cool. Who is it?
Because
I think I know who you're talking about.
They played the first gig there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You're definitely not too old. You're right in the wheelhouse. But yeah, to answer your question, sports was definitely first. So I played AAU basketball. Basketball's my main thing. My dad coached. We traveled all across the country playing.
Did you play the flute or the clarinet or the French horn or nothing?
Okay. I played nothing. So I was not a musical child at all. So what happened is, did sports, went to college, played football. I went to the combine for football. So I got to kick. I did workouts with the Cardinals, Eagles, Vikings.
Okay.
Did that. and then signed with the AFL. So I played a year in the Arena Football League.
Okay,
and
where?
And then I played in Mahoning Valley, Youngstown, Ohio.
Wow.
So I did that. And then the next
year. They would say the cradle of football.
Yeah. No one loves football like Eastern Youngstown. Ohio. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're also freaking miserable. Cool.
Well,
they have the Browns.
There's nothing going on there. Let me be clear. It's like an hour. It's an hour west of Pittsburgh.
I've been there.
Yeah. Okay. So it's it was great.
I drove through.
No one stays. It's a drive. It's flyover area.
Springsteen wrote a great song called Youngstown.
Didn't know that. I don't know that song.
Look up
The Boss. Yeah.
Down in Youngstown.
I'm going to check it out. And so anyways, then you just talked about Bon Jovi earlier. I tried out for the Philadelphia Soul, which is Bon Jovi and Ron Jaworski's team. Got to meet them. By the way, Ron Jaworski, the nicest guy ever.
He's the best.
So super nice to me. Have nothing but great things to say. Bon Jovi, super nice. My dad came with me. It was great. Did not make the cut that year. Had two double hernia surgeries. Got out of football. Didn't want to anymore. Had a kid.
Still didn't play the guitar yet?
Didn't play the guitar yet. So
what?
My journey begins in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was working my real, a job doing marketing for Milwaukee Power Tool. Drills, all that stuff. Was in Milwaukee.
Did you get half price bits?
I got free bits. Free bits, free drills. Yeah. Free batteries, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it means something different in Europe, right? Bits.
Yeah. Yeah. Free bits. England. Yeah.
England.
Yeah. When I'm in a
wash your bits. Wash your bits.
So I would go out there pretty much every other month, and I'd meet with our team and this and that. We'd get beers and drink, and we'd go karaoke. So I was doing karaoke, sing a song. And
what were you doing? Sweet Caroline or something?
I was doing I was doing Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and this girl that I worked with was I'm going to record you. You're really good. I'm going to send it to my uncle. And I'm that's creepy. That's a little weird. But sure, send it to your uncle. So she does. She's it's not weird. My uncle works for The Voice television show, NBC. So I'm okay, whatever. I don't care. I don't sing. I feel like I could sing. By the way, I only sang by myself. I didn't showcase that to people. So anyway,
sing in the shower.
I sing in the shower, sing in my car. So anyways, and I've been a huge music fan. I'm a huge music guy. I always was, but I was always sports my whole life. And so anyhow, she sent it to her uncle. Her uncle called me. I flew back home that Saturday. Sunday, I got a call from him. He's like, hey, I want you in New York this week. And I'm like, you kidding me? So I went up, did the whole thing, made the top 100 for season 6 on The Voice.
Okay.
From that, they basically...
See, my wife watches these things.
Okay, so they put
my wife... I was an American Idol guy back in the,
Paula
era. It got all screwed up. I mean, Ellen sucked. Steven Tyler was disinterested.
Not good.
Lionel Richie's kind of good at it when I put it on.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell was kind of a prick, and I didn't really like him so much.
But he was entertaining.
The America's Got Talent with him and the guy that doesn't shake hands and Howard Stern.
Howie Mandel.
The Canadian.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, very Canadian.
He definitely doesn't touch.
He doesn't touch anybody.
And there's a model, I think, on that show now.
The Vergara.
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Is, but that's Sofia Vergara.
Is she on that now too?
Who? Coochie Coochie, Cheryl. Yeah, yeah. No, she's like the modern
from
Cheryl.
Brazil.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. She's from Brazil. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that show, I like talent shows. They're really well done television.
Well, they're because they know what they're doing. They know how to make it's entertaining, right? Like that's
so.
The
who
goal.
Bought in on you? Who hit the buzzer goal. And said we like you?
No one hit the buzzer. That's the problem, you know.
Oh, okay. That's I didn't know.
But what the great thing about the show was
so you went on and you sang and you didn't get picked.
So actually, I didn't even get. So I was there. I saw them. I met them. I shook like Adam Levine. I met Adam Levine. I met Blake. I met these people, but they only allow X amount of number. This is why I hate, like, I love the show because it gave me a platform to become who I am now. But I actually didn't even get on the show. So they had selected enough people.
They
by the
didn't
time.
Even do the 10-second, like, no. This guy,
no,
you know,
no.
Like.
So by the time there was like 20 of
you
us.
You should have been wacky and had some really weird story and wore pink bows in your hair.
That's
and
right.
Talked about celestial difference. Because if you do stupid stuff, they'll video
put
you
on there.
And then they think you can't sing.
Yeah.
And then you wind up like the crazy lady in England who was just,
Yes, that was like had a career. Susan something.
Yeah.
Boyle. Thank you. Susan Boyle, yeah. No, so there was like 20 of us, and they basically come back in the green room, and they say like, hey, all the teams have been filled. We're going to bring you back for next season. We appreciate you being here. Like after you make it to a certain amount. So I was like, sure, that sounds great. Well, anyways, one of the casting directors from that show basically formed a manufactured a band.
Okay.
And they were like, you should be the singer. We have these other guys. It was a guitarist from a band that
is this like K-pop?
It's kind of, yeah.
Okay, a little bit. All right.
Yeah. Good. So we did that.
Like the Monkees.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So by the time that the next season came around that I could have been on, I was actually signed to a label. So I couldn't try out. So once you're signed, you can't.
Right.
You have to be on
the if they don't own you.
Right.
You can't
and play. That's kind of the thing. So I was put in a band. We did that.
Oh,
for
I know
three,
how the sausage
years.
Is made.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole thing. So I never went back. But I'm still close to a ton of people from that show. In fact, like the tour I'm going on, a guy that was just on last season, Corey Ward, he was a top like 8 finisher. He's actually on tour with me.
See, this is a beautiful thing because like I look, you don't know anything about me, but like 35 years ago, I was a music critic and I know all these bands and people. And I'm a music guy. When I see like the Rams Head in Annapolis roster, I see Crystal Bauer socks or some name from a TV show that there is a cachet to David Cook or to any of the people that have won, that there really is this Archuleta, you know, these, I'm just throwing names out that I remember from 15 years ago.
Names.
These are people who are out doing what you're doing. Maybe not getting rich. Maybe they're getting $500 a night or $2,000 a night or $5,000, whatever it is. Maybe they're in a bus. Maybe they're in a van. But this is modern music. There is no more 98 Rock's going to break you.
It's hard.
And HFS is going to bring you and you're going to get this. There's labels and we're going to go showcase in New York and Mr. Big's going to come in with his cocaine and his money and underwrite you and sign you to Atlantic. Like,
it's not like that at all.
It's down and dirty and independent and it's internet based. And when you make it for more than she bangs, you know?
Yes.
You make it because
you have a catalog.
You're real.
You actually have.
You're real.
Sometimes I wish it was, it's hard because you're really reliant on the Spotify's and Apple Music's and Amazon's to basically, and that's what's helped me a ton. I will give, like, Spotify has put me on a lot of playlists and I've gotten a ton of plays to where, like, you know, I have 10, 15, 20,000 monthly listeners because I've been able to get on playlists.
Sure.
But the, like,
and then you use social to speak to these people and say,
come
meet me at the Wrecker. I got a good story. I used to kick footballs.
That's right.
I got kids. You know, I'm worth $20 on Friday night, right? Literally, right?
Exactly.
That's it.
So it's just like, yeah, sure. Do I wish that like modern, I wish that like the, Mix 106.5s and the 104.3s and the 98 Rocks. It's hard because a lot of them are owned though by iHeartRadio or like these, and they don't have they're not allowed to necessarily.
I own an independent AM radio station. I'm keenly aware
of you know?
How Mr. Big works.
Okay, right. You know? So it's like, most people don't that I talk to. So they're like, oh, like you should, I have a buddy that used to work at 90 Rock or that's still there or just going to 104.3 or 106.5.
He'll try to get you played.
And he does like, you know, he does like and like, I'm very aware of how the marketing in the world works. But like they're like, yeah, he does the commercial spots or the buy-ons, like for the weather and traffic or something. And I'm like, how the hell is that going to help me? Like, so I'm like, please send him a text for me. Let me know what he says, because it's like it's not like that. I, you know, like back in the, you know, 90s, I think it was probably a little bit easier to be a local artist.
You could get discovered in the right place
if you had someone that would back you. You know,
there's not a whole lot of people out discovering. There's not A&R. In the way there was in the era where it was a machine.
And I mean, the money's not there either anymore.
The Sam Goody's not there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's really where it's at.
It's just, it's very different. And there's like, you know, there's pros and cons to it, right? Like if you're really good at marketing yourself online and you're good at reaching out to people, it could be a plus. But there's also like, there's so many things, the Instagrams, the TikToks, the reels, the whole thing. It's just,
I haven't figured TikTok out yet. It's Chinese. They're going to shut it down.
I don't like it. I should like it. I should. I really should.
Well, there's a cleverness about it, the short form video, but like they show up on the reels and stuff, and I'm like, I ain't got time for mama singing to her kid, pissing her off with singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T or whatever. Like,
some of it's painful.
I'm more of a YouTube guy in regard to, you know, I mean, this week kind of bummed me out when Gilbert Gottfried died.
That sucked, right?
You know, so he was nice to me once when I met him. I was at the 1986 MTV Video Awards at the Palladium in New York. It was the night that the Cars won all their stuff, and Tina Turner performed We Don't Need Another Hero, Thunderdome. But the Cars were the big winner that night, and but Gilbert Gottfried was there, and I was backstage, and he just came up and was really nice to me, made me laugh. And then he was on my radar. I'm like, who's that weird fellow?
Right.
And he did a press conference. I'm like, oh my God, he's like famous. He's like,
was he popular?
Oh, he was like in a movie. He was in a movie. He had been in one movie at that time or something.
Interesting.
And then, he had been on Letterman. He was, he was a closet act, man. He was over the top.
I mean, I just remember as a kid, you know,
most of the stuff, if you go back and watch stuff he did 20, you couldn't do it. You just can't do it.
Well, you can't say, over.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays you gotta be very careful.
You feel that way about your music? About what you write?
Yes, to a certain degree. I'm very honest. I write.
I give zero.
I
Fs.
Write. Okay, I like that. So I write.
They know that.
All of the lyrics. Like I write 100% of the lyrics, and I take a lot of pride in lyric content. But I am pretty straightforward, I feel like. But I also like to write to where, like, regardless of if you're 50, 20, 15, whatever, and if you live in a, you know, wherever
it's
you live.
It's a pop song. It should appeal to everyone.
Yeah, you should appeal to everyone.
Pop is for me and my kid.
Yeah,
and
exactly. But I do have songs that are, like, more definitely totally about my life, something that I've experienced. I'm not writing, like, from a character perspective. And, I'll say some things that I'm, like, sure people, like, don't love in certain songs.
Do you write about your breakup with Taylor Swift or no?
Dude, you know, I try to keep Taylor and I, our history separate.
Yeah, I know.
Separate.
You're married. It's okay.
Well,
you
know, and I saw what she did to Jake Gyllenhaal, so I'm just...
What she's doing to all of them. Yeah, Black Widow.
I don't want to,
I do love... I think about modern music, and I think about how many artists... And I'm being serious, because, I mean, I'm an old classic. So I admitted this to Carl Delmont a minute ago. I've had this crazy obsession the last 3 months. I sold all of my rock and roll... Not all of it, but a lot of my autographed this and David Bowie that and like all that. And I just didn't want, it was valuable and I didn't really want it. It wasn't even about the money. It was more like, I'm afraid it's going to get wrecked. I'm afraid there's going to be a flood or a fire.
Yeah.
So I pulled all this money I made and I took like the first $500 and I said, I'm going to buy these fun little toys. And in 1979, I bought a Led Zeppelin belt buckle.
Okay.
That's holographic. And I had it for 42 years. Right. And about 3 years ago, my wife got me a belt with a Rush belt buckle. That was a knockoff. The band made it. It was just like the 1970s, but it was a Rush sponsored, had the little star man on the back.
Okay.
And it's probably $30-$40. My wife got it. So I thought, man, I wonder with the internet, eBay.
Right, what could you do?
I wonder what this Led Zeppelin belt, if anybody in the world has one, and whether it'd be worth $1 million. It's worth probably $80 or $100. But I went online, and then I started seeing all the belt buckles that were at the KBE store that I couldn't afford, couldn't get, and I started buying them. So I don't know why I wore this one today, because I just bought, I should have worn my Van Halen, because I'm so proud. I just got it 2 days ago. It's sort of it's my Mickey Mantle.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. I haven't worn it yet, but today, it's Easter, and I'm feeling.
Like, this is pastel.
This is Easter.
This is super
This
Easter.
Is Good Friday today.
Yeah, I'm
having a great Friday.
I'm having
Brandon
a
Thompson.
Great Friday.
It's a great Friday.
I mean, I have a lot of colors on me on this side, but like,
if you knew the Black Crowes song Good Friday, I'd sing that with you right now.
I don't.
And that we would just kill that right now. So today I had choices on my belt buckles. My choices.
What do you have? Why,
I have 25 of them now, like Eagles Hotel California or like Styx or like, I'm just trying to think of all the ones I've got.
Yeah,
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I've got all these really cool. They were only made 76, 77, 78.
That's it.
And the Kiss.
Same company made these?
The guy who managed Kiss, like Lauren.
Yeah.
Kind of like
this is just right
this
here.
Guy's name was O'Coin, A-U-C-O-I-N. He was one of the crazy, he was the Kiss manager. And they came to him and wanted to license Kiss to their belt buckle company.
Cool.
He's like, nah, I'll just buy the whole belt buckle company. So he bought the belt buckle company and then turned them all like the Kiss disco, that metallic looking. Yeah. They were originally like subtle, and then all of a sudden they're all starry-eyed. This is one of the subtle ones, okay?
Okay.
So I wore this one today because it's very colorful. It's beautiful. It's the first time I've worn it.
Wow.
That is the ELO spaceship from 1976.
Wow.
And I don't know if you can see that, and that's an original from 76. Really nice shape.
That's good.
So this is
good
what
shape.
So I wear rock and roll now every day of my life. And it's my little like hiding thing. I try to make sure my zipper's up because it's a little weird when I pull it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've loved music forever. And when I hear new artists or I hear new things, but I think of how many bands under the age of 40 or artists under the like. I think of Green Day as being a bunch of young kids, and they're like my age.
Yes,
yeah. It's
like
weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing Pearl Jam a bunch this year. Michelle's here. Michelle is one of the Disturbers.
She loves you too. Yeah.
She and I travel the world with you too. I went to South Korea to see you too in Tokyo.
I really do love, like, With or Without You is one of my favorite songs. So as a kid, like, that was a song that was like very popular, like, as a
I think the Joshua Tree is the greatest album ever.
Okay, so
ever
I'm a huge like U2 fan, and I like I listen to U2 still to this day, like, a good bit. And that was a band that
you still haven't found what you're looking for.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Yeah, exactly. So there's like certain bands, you know, like,
but they're not under 40. So like think like Taylor Swift's almost 40.
Taylor's my age, right? Or no, she's a year younger than me.
She's 35, probably.
No, she's 32.
She's younger than
1989. You. Because her album was 1989, which is her birth year.
Bieber is in his 30s now.
Yeah, he's 30, right?
So this is where I'm going with this. Like, I'm not a Bieber guy. He had one nice song. It was fine. Yeah. But, like, I love everything Taylor Swift's ever done. And I'm not like a 9-year-old girl at the stadium screaming or whatever. And I'll tell you, this is something for being a good-looking 30-something-year-old guy like you. I'm a John Mayer guy, okay? So my son is 37. He's a couple years older than you. He's a John Mayer guy. And he got me 15 years ago. He said, John Mayer, you should be into it. I'm like, oh, man, it's like young Beatles.
Because you only knew, like, right, like, your body is a wonderland.
Right, but every time I went to see John Mayer, it was like a Beatles show. It was like a New Kids on the Block. It was just screaming adolescent girls. Mm-hmm. And I thought, God, he's like this blues, but it's just a shame he's so good looking. You know, because like now,
it's like 6'6", too.
I went to see, now, Mayer's 44 now.
Yeah, he's a good bit older.
I think of Mayer as being young of my son's era, right? And Mayer's 44, and I watched
a serious thing
he did on Sob Rock, right? And he's out with the Dead, and that's not my music, but I respect it. He's doing a solo thing, and he was playing in New York, and I watched a serious YouTube thing week after the Super Bowl, right when the tour was starting, and it was so unbelievably good that I had to get on a train to go to New York and see him play. Mm-hmm. So I went up to New York to see him, and this is a 44-year-old version of John Mayer. Tickets are what they are, whatever. The crowd was 60% male.
I believe that. I was going to say, it's totally different.
Now, that's an unbelievable thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's like going to see the Stones and seeing 20-year-olds there. That's generational, it's music. But when you morph into being a girl thing, into being, I mean, New Kids on the Block still sell tickets, and Backstreet Boys, and Lauren's probably going to both of them. But the changing your audience in that way,
it's hard.
I mean, Mayer is going to play stadiums the rest of his life.
Yes, and he totally changed the way that he was marketed, the way that the label, when he was originally signed, like, he's totally, when he came out, people just thought of him as an acoustic artist that had a really good voice and a pretty face.
I thought him as an incredible guitar player.
He is so good at guitar, like, so ridiculous at guitar. I mean, I play guitar, like, he masters guitar. Like,
he's got a band now. He's got Ferroni on drums.
It's old school.
Got COVID the night I was there.
Ugh.
And he played an acoustic show.
Did he? But he's almost morphing into the, he's like grandfathering himself in, almost like how like Bruce has the E Street Band, and like how some of these like solo artists they're legends at that point. To where they aren't just getting the screaming girls, they just have people that
Bruce had screaming girls in the 70s,
he did.
Right? Yeah,
but nowadays, I'm saying,
it's
legacy.
Dudes.
It's like legacy fans.
Yeah.
Like, John Mayer at this point is like, he has legacy fans, and he has people from doing the stuff with the Grateful Dead
and
band.
The girls that were screaming when they're 15 or 35, and they're not screaming.
And what
anymore.
Is it? They're not. It's not obviously like Jerry Garcia's not there, but he plays with they're called
the Dead Company.
Yeah, so he like fronts that. So
it's opened a whole.
It's opened up a whole new fan
base. So you know that you're right.
You know,
the dudes that were there were dudes that probably came into him because maybe their girlfriend liked the body.
Yes,
but then the Dead brought it,
and then they're like, oh my god,
he's a musician.
This guy's a musician. Like, right. He's not just this dude singing about like,
he's
nonsense.
Not Tiger Beat.
Yes.
Right.
That's so funny you said that. I legit just said to her the other day, I saw a band do like a thing that looked like Tiger Beat, like a magazine for a new single.
But the problem is the kids don't even know what that is.
They don't know what that is. That's, well, I know. I know.
They don't even know who ELO is, and I'm wearing the belt buckle. Brandon Tomlinson's here. He is a musician and going out on the road from Hampstead, a North Carol Panther. I'll never be confused with a Manchester Valley. I don't know what the hell they are.
They're Mavericks.
When I covered high school sports up here, I told this story last time I was here. I was a music critic in the 80s at Hammer Jacks, Capitol Center, Meriwether, all those places.
Yeah.
But I covered high school girls sports primarily, softball, basketball. And there were only a couple schools in Carroll County. So it was North Carroll, South Carroll, Liberty, Francis Scott Key.
And Westminster.
And Liberty.
Yeah.
And Westminster, right.
You have five. Yeah. And now you have Century, Winners Mill, we're not there.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. I've never heard of these
places. So Century is like split from Liberty, so it's like Eldersburg, Sykesville. Winners Mill is the split from Westminster.
I heard there was major, major disharmony up here about the school breaking up in the Manchester Valley and the North Carroll.
Man Valley, North Carroll. Yeah. Big topic out here for the Hampsteadians.
Yeah, everybody said that, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it is very interesting, and a lot of people were very upset with that because they built Man Valley because North Carroll was super overcrowded. So like when I was at North Carroll, we had 15 portables. Like my graduating, like we were 4A. So if you remember sports, like
portables, meaning you
portables, like we didn't have enough room in the school. So like
you're hanging out in trailers.
Yeah, we're in trailers. So like my senior year, like tons of trailers, but like we had 2,300 kids. So we were 4A. So like it sucked for basketball, by the way.
Did you make the team?
I did make the team. In fact, this is a good time for me to talk about my high school. No, I'm just kidding. About my high school stats. But the good thing about North Carroll closing.
Well, the North Carroll high school.
Can you actually nominate
me? Are you
me?
In the Hall of Fame?
No, I need a nomination. You or Lauren are right here. Like, but you know what? I left with like 6 basketball records for North Carroll. So
why aren't you
can't
the Hall
be
of
broken.
Fame?
That's a great question. Who do we need to talk to?
All right. Betty Boop's going to talk to everyone here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Goodwill. We're going to try to get Brandon into the North Carroll. You'll be a Panther legend. You'll be in the pantheon of Panthers.
That's good.
They put me into my high school Hall of Fame.
What high school did you go to?
Dundalk High.
Dundalk High. What's their mascot?
The Mighty Owls.
Oh. Lauren was an owl at Westminster.
We had a 3-touchdown lead in the state championship against Mervo. I don't talk to the mayor about that anymore.
Yeah,
that was a long night. My high school jacket still fits me, but but they put me in the Hall of Fame. And my mother died in August, and she wanted to see me get in. My mother was 98, and so I went in September, and I had to give a speech. Mm-hmm. And I, you know how you didn't make it on The Voice.
Yeah,
like that? My speech sucked.
Really?
Yeah, I cried and I meant to
sing. But emotion's good.
Well, I meant to sing the alma mater.
Oh.
And I forgot.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I know the alma mater.
Right. Oh, you forgot to do it.
You want me to sing it?
I mean, I'm here. I feel like you should do
Let each fellow join our chorus, echo far and near. We will ever sing in triumph and we'll always cheer. March on Dundalk, march right onward till we reach our post. And a cheer from each good fellow means we have not lost.
Ah, good. That's good.
You know yours?
We didn't have one. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, you write one.
Yeah,
you want to get into the Hall of
they
Fame.
They don't even exist
you
anymore.
You want to get into the North Carolina Hall
of Fame.
They
shut down on
write
me.
A pop song.
Oh, about
you
North
shot a video
I
with 45,000 views.
Actually, could it just be
school?
TYFG? It could be my video, my song. Yeah,
I'm an idea man, entrepreneur. Lauren, you're fired. I'm his new manager.
Yeah, he's in.
Brandon Tomlinson, tell me to see you at the record, right?
Yeah,
this is when
yeah.
Come see you play.
So everyone, you should come see me play. I just this is my marketing pitch. I just released a single last Friday called Better. It's available everywhere: Spotify, Apple, Tidal, Amazon. I have
just
another
Google.
One coming out this Friday. You can Google that. It's called Crush on the 22nd. And that same day, I play at the Wrecker. Come out and see me. Tickets are available on the Wrecker's website. It's going to be a party. Let's get it.
Looks a little like Ed Sheeran. I hope it catches on.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Let's go. And I have the Loverboy headband. Do you remember Loverboy?
Do I remember Loverboy?
That's a good
slept out for Loverboy tickets
did
in '82 at the Capitol
so,
Center.
So my dad, I don't want to take too much of your time, but my dad was a huge Loverboy fan, and he always said,
"Don't
I should
ask run. Me how." But guess who hit the big time? Don't look now, but guess who's back in town?
Yeah,
yeah. It's so easy; you don't even have to try. You're a winner. You can take the prize.
Yeah, so
it's a dream come true.
Dude, let's go. So Loverboy,
which one will it be? It's a dream come true.
Dude.
We'll just wait and see.
I love that you
only
like Loverboy. By the way, so this
get
is my Loverboy headband.
The show.
So for the older crowd, like that's like that. And I like grew up listening to Eddie Money. I was a big Eddie Money guy. Yeah, man. I listened to
Eddie Money at 3 o'clock this morning. The song "She Takes My Breath Away."
I don't know.
Do you know that song?
I don't know if I know
so
that.
So we gotta get you off the hits.
I know the hits.
You gotta go deeper. Like, into do you know "Where's the Party"? Right here.
I do know that song.
Okay,
I do know that song.
You check this song out. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. My favorite Eddie Money song. "She Takes My Breath Away."
She Takes My Breath Away. Done. Consider it done. I'll listen to it now.
It was playing at various exotic dancing locations. Yeah.
Now you're speaking my language too. Sorry.
You're not on the pole. He is Brandon Tomlinson. He's from Hampstead. He's playing at the Wrecker. He's going on tour. You can go check him out. Big thanks to our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Chris up here at Greenmount Station. The next part of the show, you talk about Loverboy.
Yeah.
We're working for the weekend.
Yeah,
I do
we
these
are
on Fridays. I do these right around the time. I'm going to get a beer proper. I'm going to get a crab cake. You ever had a crab cake here?
I've had many crab cakes here.
God,
I love
so
Greenmount.
Good.
Greenmount supports me so much.
They
I love
the
Chris.
Up here.
I love Greenmount. It's my favorite restaurant. You know, I'm here all the time. I was here yesterday. I'm here today. You know.
I was with a friend yesterday who was from this area. He said, "Oh, I was at Greenmount on Monday night." And I said, "Does he still do balloons?" And they're like, "Yeah, he still does the balloons."
Yeah, and they have Dave, the magician. Yeah, Dave's the man.
I've been doing my show here for a long time.
Dude,
a lot of Ravens players up here. I don't know that I've ever enjoyed a segment as much as I've enjoyed this one, though.
Yeah.
We've done Loverboy. We've sung the Dundalk High alma mater. We've tried to get you into the North Carroll Hall of Fame.
It's active.
I've done the
I don't
Lord's
want to
work.
Say trying. That's
I've come to Carroll
tense.
County, and I've done the Lord's
it's
work.
It's good. It feels good.
Brandon Tomlinson, go check him out. Young musician,
mm-hmm.
you know, 30 something.
Young, youthful.
Support him. He's got a family, and he's up here in Carroll County. Thanks to Lauren for bringing him by. My
shout
thanks
out,
to Chris
Lauren.
You're the best filling guest I've ever had. If that matters.
I mean, you're like, you know, I'm trying to relate to an Orioles player. Like, I'm like Jeffrey Hammonds in the late '90s, early 2000s. Like, you just call my name, I'm in. You know what I mean? Remember
you, all, you keep dropping all these names
do
of people
like
that have been on my show. It's really weird.
So
people I know, people that are in my phone, like Ron Jaworski. If you only knew,
yeah.
If you only,
Jaws, super nice.
Jaws loves me, you know,
yeah.
But, and I love Jaws. But
okay,
yeah,
I like dropping names like that. You know, Jeffrey. I had a Jeffrey Hammonds poster. Had Harold Baines poster back in the day.
Jeffrey Hammonds is one of the fastest dudes I've ever seen get to
yeah.
first base,
Number
and then
11.
He got injured. Then,
I know.
Then he made the All Star team as a Brewer.
And he went to the Reds, I think, too, for a little bit.
Yep.
Right? Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was.
Where did we deal him originally? We dealt him.
I thought he went to the Reds right away, right?
Did we deal him to the Reds for the? Was he in the David Wells deal or something? I don't.
Maybe.
God, it's 30
Dude,
years
I
ago.
Could, isn't that sad?
Luke would
I know.
Know this.
I was a
Luke's too busy at the ballpark right now doing real stuff. The Yankees are in town. All right, I got to roll.
You got to get a hot. Appreciate you.
I got to get a
so
crab
much.
Cake. I got to get a cold beer. Brandon Tomlinson, go check him out on Spotify. Anywhere music is played, he is. You didn't hear my Dundalk accent. I didn't even bring it out when I sang it. He's local. We're up here in Carroll County. It's all brought to you by the lottery. Get out there, get your tickets. They sell lottery tickets right over the bar over
that's
here.
So good.
We're going to have a crab cake. We're going to have some beers. And I ain't going to have too much beer because I got to drive back home. All right, I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking rock and roll and pop music in Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.